As our readings come to the end of the liturgical year, there's a greater sense of urgency. An urgency reflected in the Maccabean readings by all the examples of revolt, of resistance against oppression, resistance against those who would wipe out the religious identity of Israel, resistance against unfair systems and unjust economics. In fact, highly appropriate for a year ending with the Arab Spring and the Occupy Wall Street movement, trying to bring some sense of urgency to all of us, trying to help us see that things cannot simply carry on as they have. Where we are different from the Arab Spring and from the Occupy Wall Street movement is our deeper sense of responsibility to the program given us by Christ Jesus himself. A program that is subtle, that is hidden in the very breath of our everyday life. A program which is so subtle that Jesus today is in tears in the gospel, despairing that what he has said has ever been heard in Jerusalem. And because he has not been heard, the consequences are going to be too horrible to contemplate. So we don't just have to look at the great and the loud voices around us. Scripture is full of those examples where it is the still, quiet whisper that brings to us that peace and that insight which truly can change society for the better, rather than the noise and the hurly-burly and the bustle and the large heroic statements and laying your life on the altar, even as we honour the witness of the Maccabees in today's readings. Our action doesn't always lie there. Our action lies in really supplying the alternative that we seek, an alternative of justice and of charity, an alternative that listens to the tears of Jesus to bring about something different, something new, something that isn't fraught with pagan power mongering and with selfishness and with egocentricity. And so the sense of urgency boils up in us that as we face the end of the liturgical year and embrace so many changes and new things coming to us, especially in the English-speaking world this Advent, that finally Jesus is relying on each one of us in our quiet and our simple lives, in our humble places in society, to make that difference that speaks of justice, that speaks of equality, that speaks of people reaching out to each other in love rather than resisting each other out of ideology or resisting each other out of differences in culture or differences even in economic standing. Our Christian faith is a great leveler because we all realize our need for a Savior, our need for the accompaniment of Christ. And that is a new thing in the history of the world, that we realize that we are not self-sufficient, that we can only be fully mature, fully integrated, once we have embraced our need of a Savior, our need of Christ. And once we have embraced that need, we can see that our own lives become shaped and formed to be Christ to one another. And so as the readings become urgent here at the end of the year, they also become hopeful, because with Advent we see the revealing of that which we long for. We experience the presence of Christ. And this year, let that presence within us be experienced by others around us, that in the still, quiet ways of our Christian witness, we be a force more powerful than any ideology, a force more powerful than any occupation, a force more powerful than any political spring, the force of Christ, bringing to us peace and love. and a new beginning. Amen.